RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
He agrees with that statement. Do you?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out something that would be more important. Like, I'm just talking like broad statement. I mean, I think a win's probably more important, but is it in the big picture of things?
I want to win. Well, I want to win more than I want Miles to have the record. Although they're very close.
Would we talk about Myles Garrett having and breaking that record? And this is not. It doesn't mean because we talk about it more that it is. But I'm saying, like, in my mind, I feel like I would reference this season with the sack record as the. That being the thing that mattered the most, more so than a win against the Bengals. And so like, I don't know the shelf life of a win against the Bengals, even if the ripple effect, obviously, that could be large, especially when it comes to Stefanski.
I don't know how much the sack record, and again, like, it's important. It is a prestigious record. It has stood for 20 years with Michael Strahan. So getting it, it stands to reason that it's going to stand for another 20 years, and that's good for Miles, and that's great for Miles and his Hall of Fame candidacy. I guess I would look at it and go, how much difference really is there from 22 sacks to 23?
Well, I guess it's already
his best statistical season he's ever had.
Well, it also might not last for 20 years either. You know, like, it could be the type of thing
he's
going
to break it next year.
It may be. Maybe 2 years from now. Maybe 3 years from now. I don't know.
You get 50 sacks in 2 years, and you. That beats anything Reggie White or Bruce Smith has ever done, and I say that with absolute love of those two players.
I mean, I think there's been so much value of him chasing the sack record that even if he doesn't get to it, we've already reaped the benefits. I think this year we had a chance to be disastrous when it comes to Myles Garrett complaining and Myles Garrett talking about how unhappy he is, and all of that's just gotten pushed to the side with this sack record and him chasing it down. Like, that's a really good thing, all things considered.
Oh, it is. I still think there's a chance we're talking Myles Garrett trade in March, though.
Oh, for sure. That's definitely on the table. But like the idea
that's about Kevin Stefanski and what happens if you don't keep
usually
Kevin.
For the previous 6 weeks, we've been talking about Myles being unhappy at this part of the season, okay? Like, we've done this enough where we've seen this. What's the smile for?
I just had a thought. I don't want to do the diabolical question thing because I think that's starting to...
I can't tease it.
Social media is killing that.
Well,
that's where it started, and then now everybody in sports talk's like, I got a diabolical question for you!
okay.
I've heard other...
That was almost mean.
I don't even... The Bozo the Clown there for a second.
I promise you, I'm not firing a shot at who you think I'm firing a shot at.
No, because you think we're firing... Because everyone thinks you're firing a shot at somebody means you've already fired the shot at them.
No, I'm firing a shot at other markets. The amount of people that lean into... And I'll be honest with you, my old station has done it way too much, where I've seen like 4 videos in 1 week on diabolical questions. There are not that many diabolical questions in sports, especially not Carolina sports. Now, why'd you make me take a shot at somebody else to prove I wasn't taking a shot at Ken?
No, you're sidestepping because you don't want to ask the diabolical question.
I got a diabolical question for you!
Matt, can we just come up with a synonym really quick for the diabolical question? Can we get this down? No, that's
I got a diabetes a question for you. How's my A1C look?
It's not great. Not great at the moment.
The woman in that always, I thought, looked like Marley Rivera. And
you
I was like,
so?
does she need to lower her A1C? I didn't think so. Mac? Yeah,
so we have devilish.
Yeah, the devilish.
Lame.
That is lame.
Fiendish.
Okay, that sounds like Mama Pat.
Yeah, that does. That sounds very much like, okay, keep going.
Demoniacal.
Demoniacal?
Yes.
Okay. I would just go maniacal.
Infernal.
I don't like any of these.
No, these all suck.
You can choose one, JP. It's a diabolical question just for JP.
Yeah.
You can choose one. Shador throws for 300 yards on Sunday, 4 tutties, no INTs, or Miles gets 1 sack.
That is diabolical.
Told you.
That is.
I got a diabolical question for you.
That is a diabolical question. Oh, I don't like it. You don't want me to answer this question.
Oh, but I think I do.
No, you don't want me to answer this
question.
Matt,
do you want him to ask this question? I think I'd like him to answer the question.
I think I'd like an answer.
Can you call? Hey, Jack, scream down the hall for us. Do you want?
No, Mac, don't get up to open the door.
No.
You think it's going to carry
get
over?
Get Jax on this one. He's a soft-spoken man. We're going to need to get the echo here. Jax, do you want JP to answer the question?
I like that you can hear Mac in the background. Do you want JP to answer
Jax
the question?
Jax is running from the
porta
john.
Jax is screaming out, I do! I want him to answer that question!
That's not a good... It's like Willy Wonka on the H. What are we doing there? All right. I don't know why this game of telephone's taking so long. It seems like Jax literally... No, I'm done.
This was the dumbest thing we've ever done.
You're all pissing me off now. Answer the question!
That's all you had to do from the beginning. It didn't need Jax's approval. This is like Fanta creating a referee out of thin air. Like, you just have to sometimes...
there's Jax. Jax, do you want him to answer the question?
Yes, answer the question.
Shador for 300 yards and 4 touchdowns. We all know that's the answer. I'm taking the long-term over the short-term satisfaction. But, I mean, like, yes, I want Miles to get this record. Am I crushed for Miles if all it ends with is no sacks and he wins his second DPOY while he's already cemented everything for the Hall of Fame?
This feels like a bit of a flip-flop. It felt like you were saying the Miles thing's the most important thing, and then I presented something different, and you were like, no, that's more important thing. The Miles record
doesn't present anything. What are you talking about?
No, I presented it. No. We all presented. There was a team.
I mean, I asked the question before in the pre-show, but that doesn't mean I'm like saying that I believe it. I'm trying to figure out exactly is the most important thing about this game.
Yeah, and then I think you were angling towards getting the sack was important.
Yeah, and you thought wrong.
Changed your tone.
I didn't change his tone. How would it have changed?
Has he changed his? Have we flip flop a little bit here?
Maybe a little bit of flip flop.
Can we get Jax back here?
Flip flop.
Can we get Jax back here to see
my opinion to begin with?
Jax, do you think he flip flopped? We'll get on Jax.
No flip-flop.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Well, that wasn't really Jax. That was Mac throwing
good
his voice.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. My goodness. I want Shador to throw for 300 yards and 4 touchdowns over Miles breaking the sack. If you were to run a poll, because you like those, I would bet 90% of Browns fans probably would say otherwise.
Well, I don't have the capability to run a poll on here.
You have Twitter, though.
Well, yeah, I think we want Jax to do this, although we don't want him to run back in the room to talk about that. All right, we'll throw 216-474-0092. You can only choose one. Shador throws for 300 yards, 4 tutties, no INTs. Or Miles gets 1 sack on Sunday. What are you choosing?
I'm taking the Shador passing yards while doing so with the same understanding that the debate we started this with of which one has a longer standing shelf life, it's clearly Myles Garrett breaking the sack record over Shador throwing for 300 yards.
So the problem is, for me personally, Shador's already the quarterback for 2026. So, like, I don't need that.
I'm glad it's for you personally.
To lean into this,
I need the Browns to think about it unequivocally.
Yeah, well, but I think there would be more fans. Again, recency bias does play here. If you throw for 300 yards, 4 touchdowns, no INTs, and obviously we're going to say that that's a Browns win, and it might even save Kevin Stefanski's job more, though. Now we got to think about that one again. It's realized potentially downside for you.
There's a lot of ripple effects to all of this, obviously. There's a lot,
but I think it
there's
would
a lot
buy
at stake in,
in
this in this meaningless game that nobody wants to put in their televisions even. It seems like there is a lot at stake here.
PJ saying, bad job out of JP.
For what?
Oof.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I think it's for the take that you had.
I know that's not going to be a popular take, but we work in the honesty business and the truth brokering business.
You are the truth broker.
I can only tell you guys how I feel. I can't tell you anything else. I can only tell you how I feel. And how I feel about this is pretty simple. Miles has already solidified himself as a Hall of Famer. He's already locked down his second DPOY. Like, if I had thought that this would genuinely be the difference between him getting in the Hall of Fame or not, I would root for him to break the sack record over Shador. Not even a question asked. But this is not going to change his lot in football life the slightest bit. This is not going to change the reflection and how people think about it and think about him big picture in the slightest. He is unequivocally the best defensive player in the sport. No one's debating that if he gets the sack record or doesn't.
All right, I'm going to $1 bob you because Kay points this out on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. She said Shador, but I'd take Miles 2 sacks. So not 1 sack, but 2 sacks. So now you just break it. You shatter the record to 24 sacks over 300 yards. Miles gets to 25 sacks. I'm going to $1 Bob K. So you get 3 sacks from Miles or 300 yards from Shador.
No, the answer is Shador. It's still Shador. It will remain Shador for the rest of this. You say 7 sacks on there. I'm still probably saying Shador.
Well, that's
ridiculous. There's no amount of sacks.
That's ridiculous.
No, the sack number isn't going to make or break this for me.
7 sacks and a win.
All right, we're going to stop the convo. We're at 7 sacks. We're stopping the convo.
Or 300 yards, 4 touchdowns for Shador, but a Browns loss.
Okay, so I'm assuming you're in your diabolical question, your devilish question, your everything that you've thrown out here. And one word on one synonym that I noticed Mac did not want to read because I'm assuming he doesn't know how to say the word. Fair assumption. It sounded meaner than it was.
Should we go to Jax?
It sounded. let's see Jax try to say a word. I'm assuming you would take Miles then?
Which one? With the 7 sacks and the Browns win?
Stop being a goober. Stop being obtuse and intentionally doing this.
Am I being obtuse?
Yes, you are in this.
I honestly think it's an impossible question because I do want the record for Miles. I like in the end, it's not going to make or break what I think of Miles. The season's already incredibly special, what Miles has done. But 300 yards and 4 touchdowns against Cincinnati would shut up a lot of people.
Don't ride that fence on this.
I'm going to plop my fat ass on one side of it. I'm doing some theatrical stuff here. We're going back to Heron Church and whatnot.
You slap the priest?
He was playing Jesus. It was totally different.
It was Godspell.
Yeah, come on now. It's like a circular bit. Anyways, I would lean towards Shador. But I think Kay brings up an interesting point. What if he doesn't just beat the record? What if he just shatters it?
Can we go? I want to do rapid fire with some fans here.
All right, let's go with Nathan in Westlake. Miles gets 1 sack in the sack record on Sunday, or Shador throws for 300 yards and 4 touchdowns, no INTs. What are you choosing?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have lost your mind, but you have to go with the Miles Garrett sack record. Shador Sanders having 1 good game will be forgotten about in a week. Breaking a decade-old record and taking it from a Steeler, because let's not forget, he's tied with T.J. Watt for the record. Taking the record from a Steeler is far more impressive than Shador Sanders having 1 great game, especially considering he's not even guaranteed to be our quarterback next year.
But what if that would guarantee it?
And part of that is why it's important.
I don't think 1 good game at the end of the year in a game that doesn't matter does anything for Shador, to be honest with you. Even if it is a 304-touchdown game.
Oh, I think it matters a great deal.
Yeah, Nathan, I think you're talking.
I think it matters a great deal.
I think you're Shahader showing, my guy, but we appreciate you. Malik in Cleveland, 1 sack for Miles in the sack record or 300 yards and 4 touchdowns for Shador on Sunday. What you taking?
To the gentleman that said that this was an impossible decision, he'd be sleeping on or watching the games on his fat ass, in his own words. I don't know if he's drunk or anyone else on the show is drunk, but this is such an obvious choice. Not impossible like Fibonacci sequence or anything of the like. I don't care if Shador Sanders threw for 1,000 yards on his bad foot and while blind. It would not matter. It is of zero significance. The entire season is salvaged by a single sack by Miles Garrett, arguably one of the best Browns in history for a 300-yard game. A 300-yard game.
Wait, the entire season is salvaged? So the a 4-win season is
just a meaningless season. It's a meaningless season. All that stands to remember from this season is the fact that Miles Garrett set this record.
But, oh, I'll take 300 yards from Shedeur Sanders if it's a basket away.
What is more?
Who's coming up with this stuff?
Okay. We asked a question.
It's called a diabolical question, Malik.
And for him, it wasn't. And I like that, though.
Also,
very confident in it. I like that.
What's more likely to save this season, quote unquote? Miles breaks a sack record, which we will continue to remember happened on a 4-13 team, or Shedeur uses this game and the six games before it to launch into being the Browns' starting quarterback and they're competitive again next year.
He's already gotten all of the everything that comes with breaking the sack record, everything that comes with it, he's already gotten. He's gotten the promotion up to being the unequivocally best defensive player on planet Earth. Check mark. He's already clinched the defensive player of the year. Check mark. Like Hall of Fame is already check marked. Like he's everything that would come from breaking the sack record. He's got that in the bag already. Even if he doesn't break it Sunday, it will not diminish anything that he's already accomplished this season.
I don't know why, but I really liked when you were saying check mark there. He was so authoritative. That was good.
Thank you.
That's good radio. Thank James. One sack for Miles in the sack record or 300 yards from Shedeur with four tutties on Sunday. What you choosing?
The sack record is more important.
Why?
Because it'll be there forever. And you can look back at it.
Michael Strahan
right
only
now.
Got 20 years.
It'll probably be broken in like
half of
the decade.
I remember Jim Brown, man, running over people and around them and taking off and nobody could catch him. And he was bigger than they were. I remember those days.
But every Jim Brown record has been shattered.
And you'll still remember Miles if he breaks it or doesn't break it.
Jim Brown records were shattered because they played more than 12 games a season.
All right. So, James, is the season devalued and diminished if Miles doesn't break the record Sunday? Because that's really what I'm hearing. What I'm hearing. If you're voting on the side of you need the sack record as if you need it for some part of this season to matter and some part of the record to be the end-all be-all, then it does set you up for the idea that if he doesn't break it Sunday, you look at this season very differently. And for myself, I don't.
Well, I look at it like this. Okay, Sanders, for instance, now, if it was guaranteed that he's going to be the quarterback for 10 years, then I know he's going to be a good one, and I would take his 300 yards.
But that's not
but
how football works.
I don't know if he's
going
to be there next year or not.
But
but I mean, if somebody's quarterback in the Browns for 8-10 years, like Bernie or somebody like that, you know he had a good career, and you know we had a good quarterback. Right now, you know, we don't know. Maybe next year he may be great, and then the next year he's over with.
All right, James, we got a boogie, buddy, but we appreciate you. We got plenty of calls on this, 216-474-0092. Miles gets one sack in the record on Sunday, or Shedeur gets 300 yards, four touchdowns on Sunday. We're going to put this up on the 92.3 The Fan chat on YouTube that you guys can go ahead and vote on. Continued reaction on this, your calls, and the Peterlin Pass in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.